Marketing and Billing Department. This is Martin. How can I help you?
Yeah. Hi. I'm just calling because I had an issue. I needed a form filled out, and I picked up in my portal and I asked for it to be filled out, and you know, they made me go in for a visit, and then like I got charged basically a lot of money to have that visit, and I wrote a review on Google. And they'd asked if I wanted to talk about it, so I'm just calling now to see if I can talk to someone about getting this huge bill for just to fill out a one-page form. It's like, it seems kind of ridiculous.
No worries, sir. Let me check. Will you please help me out with the date of birth?
9/25/1985.
And what's the good name?
Robert Chain, C-A-I-N.
Okay, sir. And will you please help me out with the date of service?
Let me see. Let me check my calendar and tell you. Mm-hmm. It was... that fourth. It was the 28th of May.
Okay, let me check, sir. As can I see over here, the claim has been closed, actually, sir.
Yeah, because basically they said if I didn't pay $300, they were going to send me to collection. And so I wrote a review that said, like, I'm leaving this practice because this is ridiculous to get a $300 bill for a one-page form, and they wrote back to me that asked if I wanted to something out, but I can't actually reply on Google, so I'm calling right now to see like if there's something that they can do about that or like refunding me because I mean, mm-hmm. You know, this is the reason why I don't want to be at this practice anymore because the amount of money they charged for that was absurd.
Let me tell you.
Basically, they got to you to talk about it, and I said I wanted to say yes, but I can't actually write yes on the review. I'm calling to see if I can talk to someone about it. Because
okay.
I don't think that visit was a $300. Like, it was just filling out a form with like my.
I understand.
You know, like my wife's doctor did it, and just like sent it right back. Like they shouldn't even have to go in for a visit.
Okay, see, right now I have a EOB from your insurance, BCBS, okay? So, actually, your insurance has been denied to pay for this claim or date of service, okay? Because
right.
They stated that the patient ineligible for this services. That's why the charges come under the non-covered and they just transfer the whole balance over the patient as their responsibility. That's why.
Yeah, I understand why my insurance wouldn't cover that. I mean, that's an insane bill for what it was, which was to fill out a form. So that's, I know my insurance wouldn't cover it. I paid out of pocket for that because they said I was going to get sent to collections if I don't pay it. And so that's why I basically wrote, like, I don't practice anymore if this is how they're going to charge. And then they wrote back to me asking if I wanted to talk to some at their team about it. So I was saying, like, I do want to talk to them. My insurance is going to cover $300 for a form. Like, that's ridiculous.
No way, sir. I will check with my team this claim. Okay, I will send it to my team to, like, do check again, cross-check for this claim. Like, is there any mistake with the procedure code or the diagnosis code, we will check. We will reach cross-check it, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, anything else I can help you, sir?
No, that's all. Thank you so much.
Yeah, sorry for the inconvenience. Have a good day and happy weekend. Bye.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah, have a good day.